I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We know we're in the midst of the NFL season. We're also in the midst of the holiday season. We had to bring on someone who is an offensive lineman in the NFL, also known for constantly giving back, not just during the holidays. He happens to represent the Arizona Cardinals. It's my main man, Kelvin Beachum. How you doing, man? You good?
I'm good, man. Just came off the bye week. Always great to get a W. So going into the bye week with a W is always a great feeling, but glad to be back.
I hear that, man. Nice win against the Steelers. Good luck coming up against those Niners. What did you do during that bye week? But besides your charitable efforts, which we're going to get into, how did you spend the bye week?
You know, one is always, you know, keeping in this line, God, family, football. So spent some time, you know, in the Word, got to church on Sunday as a family, spent time with the family. So took the kids golfing on Saturday, which I enjoyed. You know, took them to school a couple of times during the week, which was nice. And then, you know, supplemented football for business. So, you know, worked on some of those business ventures, you know, during the mid part of the week.
I can dig it. Kelvin Beachum is here with us, the CBS Sports Radio, JR Sport Brief Show. Now, talk to us about what you've been doing with World Vision. And for people who aren't familiar, it seems like every year you're one of the nominees for Walter Payton Man of the Year. That means you're constantly giving back to the community. Tell us what you've been up to.
You know, with World Vision, I've been working with them since 2017. Went to Honduras with them a couple years ago. This past year, went to Lusaka, Zambia. My focus with them has really been access to clean water. We in America take water for granted. To be able to have clean water in some of the developing countries around the world isn't as accessible. So being able to utilize the NFL and this platform to not only talk about it, but to do something about it is something that I've taken a lot of pride in. You know, we just had My Cause, My Cleats this past weekend or the past 2 weeks, and really got to highlight World Vision. And then to take it a step further, actually did a panel this year bringing some sustainability partners together to talk about access to clean water, water from a sports standpoint, and how we as athletes continue to push different topics that somewhat may be hard and you know, kind of the masses, but when sports gets involved, it's something different. When we as athletes put our name on it, put our stamp of approval on it, people really start to listen.
Absolutely, man. Where can people find out more information, and why was this something that you wanted to get involved with?
You know, I think it was, you know, one, understanding and seeing the need. You know, I'm one of those people, when I see something, I want to do something about it. You know, you just can't go somewhere or feel something when you see something and not do something about it. So to be exposed to some of these different regions across the planet, you know, we as athletes, we have the opportunity to travel during the off season. And it's one thing to travel, but it's another thing to travel and see something that pricks your heart and going to do something about it. So, you know, if you want to find out or learn more about it, you know, my website, kelvinbeachum.com. I'm on all different social media, except for the stuff for the super young people. So TikTok and Snapchat.
I can dig it. Kelvin Beachum is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Man, for all the work that you've done off of the field, when it's time to hang them up, I know there's multiple businesses, there's the philanthropic work. When it's time to hang up the cleats, what are you going to get into, man?
Doing the same thing I've been doing while I've been playing football, honestly. You know, continuing to serve the community. That's not going to stop. The areas that I focus on are areas that I've been talking about over the last decade, and I'm going to continue to focus on those areas. And then, you know, on the business side, continue to invest in technology, which is what I've done historically over the last 6 years. I love that particular category. I think it's a category where you can really change the trajectory of your life and really have generational wealth that takes place. There's been a lot of generational transfers that happen within technology. I want to make sure that I'm a part of that particular transformation. So Between philanthropic endeavors and what I'm doing, you know, within the technology sector, that is going to be all that I do, continue to do. And, you know, for me, it's being a dad. That's overarching, and those other things will take place as needed.
Well, everything you got going on the field right now, it's like the Cardinals are a team in transition. It feels like you have a first-year head coach. Kyler Murray just came back at QB. How has this year been? It feels like a tale of two seasons.
It has been a tale of two seasons. It's been interesting, to say the least. You know, even with training camp, going into training camp, going against Josh Dobbs, losing Josh Dobbs, bringing K1 back. It's been just a lot that's going on within the building and on the football field. But I think at the end of the day, what you can always look to is this team plays hard. We have a process. It hasn't produced the type of outcomes and results that we want. But I do feel that from a transformational standpoint, we're moving things in the right direction.
Kelvin Beachum is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. As the season has gone on, for rookie head coach and Coach Gannon, have you seen things change from day one up until now?
We haven't. And that's one of the things that I've been actually impressed by, his consistency and his ability to go back and point to his process. There are things that would matter, you know, not have done well from a preparation standpoint that showed on Sunday. And he'll take, you know, the arrow on the forehead, as he says. And there have been things that we've talked about during the week that, you know, we didn't execute on Sundays. And he'll let the team know that. And I think that ability to show the process, to be able to point to where things, you know, may have went well, things didn't go well, and to be able to hold not only himself accountable, but the coaching staff accountable and the players accountable. And I think that's been true since the day he's walked in the door. He's talked about it. He's been about it. And he's held people to that particular standard.
And on Kyler, we've seen him come back now from that blown out ACL. How have you seen him perform? Is he different as a person? I mean, it's one thing to, you know, maybe see your career go away and then you come back. Have you noticed any changes since he's been back out on the field?
You know, his arm talent has always been something that people have raved about. And you see that arm talent continuing to be something that is attractive. I think he's doing a really good job of being able to be mobile in the pocket when he needs to. Not trying to be Superman. He's managing the game really well. And when he has his shots, he takes his shots.
Why do you feel that we've seen so many QBs go down? This year, it's like an entire list and roster, whether it's Deshaun Watson and, you know, we got Joe Flacco playing games now. Why do you think we've seen so many injuries at the QB position?
You know, I don't have the answer for that. But what I would say is that position is dealing with some of the injuries that affect people across the roster. You know, I think it's a lot different when people are paying, you know, $200 million, $300 million to these quarterbacks and they're not available. So it's a lot different. But if you look at any other position across the football field, those position groups have, you know, catastrophic injuries that put holes in the rosters as well. But this has been a quarterback-driven league. The emphasis has been pushed towards the quarterbacks being the faces of these franchises. And when you no longer have those folks that are at the helm, it does affect what people say about a team and how they view a team. It's a quarterback-driven league. If you have a quarterback in this particular league, you're not going to win football games.
Kelvin Beachum is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. As we see the league evolve, and it is a quarterback-driven league, does that make your job so much harder now? I mean, we see the quarterbacks, they're mobile, they're moving. You might think the guy's behind you one way, and then he scrambled all over the place. What about the job for the lineman?
You know, the job of an offensive lineman never gets easy. You know, we get all the credit when things go bad, and we get none of the credit when things go good. That's the life of an offensive lineman. But I would say that, you know, certain quarterbacks present different challenges. You know, blocking for, and I have the opportunity to block for Ben Roethlisberger. Blocking for Ben Roethlisberger is completely different than blocking for Kyler Murray. You know, blocking for Lamar Jackson is completely different than blocking for, you know, Matt Ryan or, you know, Aaron Rodgers or any of these quarterbacks. I mean, blocking for Mahomes is different than blocking for Josh Allen. And you see the differences just based off their particular skill set. But I would say these quarterbacks are playing at a really high level, no matter their age and no matter how far and what they've accomplished in the National Football League. And each quarterback provides something different. But it's also systems. Some systems are really heavily dependent on play action. You know, so it really kind of just depends on the system, the style of quarterback. But as an offensive lineman, you got to find a way to get it done, no matter who the quarterback is. Whether it's a backup, a four-string guy, or a starter, you got to find a way to get the job done.
Kelvin, I know you're a football guy. I got to ask you a baseball question. I think anybody with a brain might know about this. Saturday afternoon.
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Shohei Ohtani gets a $700 million contract. When you came out of SMU, did you think we would see this? And here's a better question for you. Do you think at some point we're going to, or maybe we're in the midst of a sports bubble where the salaries and the payrolls just don't add up? He's making money more than some teams.
The thing is, you know, you mentioned a bubble. There would be no bubble in sports, if you think about it. You know, this has been a trajectory of where contracts have been going over the last two decades. I've been in the league the last decade. I would say if it wasn't for the CBA agreement in 2010, 2011, but I would say I don't see this changing by any means. But what's interesting about this guy's contract, especially in his first year, is he's going to be a DH for the first year. And it's so interesting. We were talking about that this morning when we were doing our warm-up, and they were like, yeah, he's only going to be a DH. I'm like, what do you mean he's only going to be a DH? They're like, well, he's coming off of Tommy John surgery. I'm like, $700 million. But that's the type of money. For us all, rising tides for everybody. So we all get to be able to eat at some point.
Well, listen, it's not too late for you to work the O-line and a defensive line, too. You get two salaries, okay, Calvin?
No doubt, my brother. Thanks so much for making time.
No problem. Where can people find out more information on World Vision, everything that you're working on?
Yeah, you can go to the worldvision.org page. You can go to my page, kelvinbeacham.com. Like I said, Kelvin Beacham on Instagram, IG, Facebook, and LinkedIn. So any of those places.
Appreciate you taking time here in the season, coming off the bye. Appreciate it, my man.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.